Governor recognizes 7 American hostages held by Hamas. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott today recognized the 7 Americans who are still being held hostage by the brutal terrorist organization Hamas by reading their names at noon during a Remembering October 7th ceremony at the Dell Jewish Community Campus in Austin. During his remarks, the governor also commemorated the one-year anniversary of the October 7th terrorist attacks on Israel and honored the more than 1,200 victims whose lives were tragically taken by Hamas. Today, we remember those taken from us 1 year ago in the deadliest attack against the Jewish people since the Holocaust, said Governor Abbott. 1 year later, Israel is still defending itself against Hamas and Hezbollah and defending against attacks by Iran itself. 3 things can be true at the same time. Israel must be allowed to eliminate Hamas, the United States must do everything possible to support Israel, and all hostages must be returned. In this war, Texas stands with Israel and with the Americans whose lives have been harmed by the war started by Hamas. We will never forget those who were killed and those who were taken hostage by Hamas. Joined by Rabbi Daniel Septimus and other faith leaders at the commemoration ceremony, the governor at noon read the names of the 7 Americans who continue to be held hostage by Hamas: Eden Alexander, Ite Chen, Sagui Dekel Chen, Gadi Haggai, Judith Weinstein Haggai, Omer Neutra, and Keith Siegel. Last week, Governor Abbott issued a proclamation calling for a statewide moment of silence on October 7, 2024, to honor the victims whose lives were tragically taken due to the acts of war committed by Hamas and in remembrance for those who are still held hostage to this day. The governor also lowered the Texas and U.S. flags to half-staff and asked religious leaders to light a candle at their next service in observance of this solemn day. Additionally, Texas entities across the state organized moving displays featuring empty chairs to symbolize the 7 Americans kept from their loved ones. Governor Abbott also asked Texas TV and radio stations to read the names of those 7 Americans at the top of their noon broadcasts and for Texas's print and online publications to publish their names on the front pages of their newspapers in remembrance of this solemn day. Governor Abbott has taken significant action to bolster security and combat anti-Semitism across Texas amid acts of war against the State of Israel and innocent civilians by the brutal terrorist organization Hamas, including distributing over $4 million in grant funding to 31 Jewish organizations that will support security enhancements, directing the Texas Department of Public Safety to coordinate with local partners and federal intelligence agencies on heightened public safety measures across the state, issuing an executive order directing all Texas state agencies to refrain from purchasing goods produced in or exported from the Gaza Strip, and from any organization or state actor with ties to Hamas, ordering Texas flags lowered to half-staff in honor of lives lost amid act of war in Israel, bolstering education resources to increase awareness and understanding of the Israel-Hamas war for Texas students.